In Lebanon today, armed forces were put on maximum alert. Soldiers set up checkpoints and patrolled streets in Beirut, and the government declared 3 days of national mourning. That after former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik al-Hariri was killed, along with at least 9 others, in a massive bomb attack on his motorcade as it drove along the Mediterranean waterfront in the capital. Hariri resigned as prime minister last fall after a dispute with Syria over its role in Lebanon, and he had recently joined opposition calls for Syrian troops to leave the country. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad called today's bombing a horrendous criminal attack, and he urged the Lebanese people to reject those seeking discord. Rami Khoury is editor-at-large of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut. He says a little-known group has claimed responsibility for today's attack, though the claim can't be verified.
They call themselves the group for rallying and jihad in the East Mediterranean here, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Palestine, Israel, that area. And they're not a group that's well-known. These are claims that come out regularly from different groups, and they may or may not be a real group. And they claimed on the tape that they did this because of his links to Saudi Arabia.
Mr. Hariri is described as a self-made billionaire. He made his fortune in Saudi Arabia.
He did in the construction business back in the 70s and 80s, and then came back and, as prime minister, essentially helped reconstruct Lebanon, did an amazing job of rebuilding central Beirut. And he put quite a bit of his money into one of the big companies, private companies, that did a lot of the privatized rebuilding of the city. So he's a man who really will go down in Lebanese history as a great figure. In recent months, he was more vocal, criticizing the Syrians, calling for reforms in the Lebanese system. So there's many, many aspects to him, and there's many reasons why many different people may not like him.
Remind us, please, of the extent of the Syrian role in Lebanon, politically and militarily.
Well, the Syrians came in as peacemakers when there was a terrible civil war here, with the legitimate mandate of the Arab League. The problem is that many, many Lebanese have been speaking out for some years now, saying the Syrians really should pull out now, and they have about 15,000 troops left in the country, and they're pretty unobtrusive. They're not in the middle of Beirut anymore. They're in the mountains and on the border areas, but they still have a huge influence in the country and interests. And the Lebanese have been speaking out for some years. Many Lebanese have been saying the Syrians really need to speed up their withdrawal.
Beirut has been mostly peaceful in the last 15 years since the civil war ended in 1990.
Yes.
What's the sense now, given this huge attack, this devastating attack in the capital today?
Well, most people are assuming that whoever did this did it to shake up Lebanon, to destabilize it. So there is a challenge to the Lebanese people, which most of the Lebanese, I think, are going to immediately respond to and not allow this to stop the rebuilding and rebirth of the country.
Couldn't an attack like this have a chilling effect, though, and convince people, maybe in the opposition, to say, this is not a time for me to be sticking my neck out?
Well, it could, but in fact, it probably won't. It'll have the opposite effect, I think, because we had a situation months ago where a prominent Lebanese politician who was critical of the Syrians was bombed, and he didn't die. Nobody knows exactly who did it, but the response was that the opposition became much more vocal, critical of the Syrians, critical of the Lebanese president, critical of those forces working together, and it pushed the various different opposition groups to stand up much more vocally.
Rami Khoury is editor-at-large of the Daily Star in Beirut and a syndicated columnist. Mr. Khoury, thanks very much.
You bet. Thanks for having me.